गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे मां शरणम्। अंगश्यामलिं शतावीरवितो वंदे कृतेन्द्रीवर जाटं जामुदरोचसंविदनसंगपट्टं परस्यां वृन्दानन्दनिवासिनं हृदिरसत्तामाभिरामोदर राधास्पन्दनिवेशितोद्वद्भुजं ध्यायन्तामोदर। पंचम दिवस
today is the fifth day.
प्रथम वन मधुवन।
First of all, we went to Madhuvan.
Talvan. पासी कुमुदवन।
There was nearby कुमुदवन।
तारपरे चंद्रसरोवर।
And then thereafter you went to
मानसरोवर। अथवा राधारानी।
और राधारानी।
And thereafter,
after Mathvan, crossing Mathvan,
Bhadravan,
Bhandirvan.
Bhandirvan and Mathe.
In Bhandirvan.
Bhandirvat.
Venukop.
Tauji Darshan
you had.
And then
Vanshivat. Thereafter you went to Vanshivat and
Sridham Bhaiya
Sridham Bhaiya. Place
Chairi Agyara Gram Ityadi
and Chairi and other grams and crossing Mount One, the Yatra came back again. Although all those pastime places have been discussed, but still, I am.
Krishna Prabhu will speak very shortly. First, Madhuban. What is the importance of Madhuban? मधुबन में कृष्ण भक्त गए सवेरे उठकर के गैया को चराने के लिए कृष्ण एंड बलदेव
दे गो टू ग्रेस द काउज इन द फॉरेस्ट अर्ली इन द
मॉर्निंग
एंड देयर आफ्टर देयर
वनों में
इन द फॉरेस्ट
फल फूल
फ्रूट्स फ्लावर्स
फल से द ट्रीज द ट्रीज मधुमक्खियों का छत्ता रहता था।
The trees were.
और वहाँ पर बलदेव जी को मधु बहुत प्रिय है।
बलदेव जी likes honey very much and the trees are full of flowers and fruits and he is drinking honey, बलदेव जी।
और दूसरे मधु का पान माने क्या?
What does it mean that he is drinking honey? He is enjoying honey.
वो
means also means that.
द्वारका से लौट करके आए थे।
He had come back from द्वारका.
कृष्ण
मधु
श्याम मधु वो पान करते
थे। He used to drink that.
जैसे गोपियां कृष्ण के
Just like the gopis in separation of Krishna. All the time they are thinking, meditating on him. Balde Prabhu.
द्वारका से तो आए।
He has come from Dwarka, but
किंतु चिंता करते करते
whom is he meditating on? He has become Shyam. He has developed a black complexion. And just like the gopis, they are meditating on Krishna, thinking about him. They were drinking his moods, his emotions. Like this, he is also enjoying his moods, thinking, meditating on him. And secondly, one day Yashoda ji said to Krishna, "You."
उन्होंने कहा
She said,
अरे श्याम
ओ श्याम
तुमने मक्खन चुराया ना
Did you steal the butter?
तुमने मक्खन चुराया
You have stolen the butter.
अरे नहीं मैंने तो नहीं
No, चुराया No, I haven't.
तो जरूर चुराया
Definitely, you have.
चोर कहीं का
Thief.
कृष्णा ने भैया
He said, Mother,
early
in the morning,
along with the cows,
hundreds and millions of cows, I am taking and going to Madhuban. And there, grazing the cows, I become so tired. In the evening, I come back late. When did I have time to steal the butter? Mother, looks like I am not your son. If I would have been your son, you would have listened to those complaints, those false complaints. Listening this, Mother Yashoda, her heart melted, she began to cry. She said, "No, my son, you haven't stolen this butter." During that time, he is saying, "Oh, Mother," first he was saying,
"Main
nahi makhan khayo," means I did not steal the butter. When did I eat the butter? You went in early in the morning for grazing the cows. Now I have come in the evening. When did I have time? But now, when Mother Yashoda's mother began, heart is melted, she is beginning to cry. And Krishna is saying, "Oh, Maya, main nahi makhan khayo," means I definitely earlier, this is a trick of the use of the Hindi words, that I have certainly eaten this butter. Mother Yashoda picked him up in her lap, loved him, embraced him, and Krishna forgot everything. So like this, these beautiful pastimes were performed here. Translation Damodar Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So, Gurudev told in Madhuban, Krishna is to go for cow grazing and Paradev Prabhu is to horn of honey. So, he is to bring honey over there. So, more than Gurudev told, when Paradev Prabhu and Krishna, after completing Brajavila, went to Dwarka, Paradev Prabhu returned Braj again and specified the gopis, and just like our Param Gurudev composed one in Vrindavan, Vinodev Tattashtakam, Srila Paramdev composed Radha Tattva Radha Chinta Nivesha Jasvakanti Vilopita Sri Krishna Charan Mandir Radha Yudha Vigraham. In the same way, every year you can see that Paramdev Prabhu is golden complexion, but only exceptional case in Madhuban, black complexion. Why? Because Krishna Chinta Niveshana Yashto Kanti Vilopita Baladeva Prahum Vante Samavarna Vigraham. Krishna Chinta Karte Karte Wo Apne Sab Kuch Kho Baithe Aur Krishna Varna Unke Complexion Krishna Varna Ho Gaya. So, when Balada Prabhu returned from Dwarka, I want to specify gopis. Just like Paramdev composed Vrindavan Ved Tattvashtakam, Radha Chinta Niveshana Yashto Kanti Vilopita Sri Krishna Charanam Vande Radha Vinda Vikram. All over the world, we can see that Krishna is deep present with cloud complexion. But our Paramdev showed the whole world that Krishna is like Radhika's complexion. What Paramdev has seen in his inner heart, he donated to us for the whole world. In the same way, when Paramdev returned from Dwarka and he came to Madhuban and wanted to specify gopis, what happened about him? Everywhere in the world, you can see Paramdev is golden complexion, but exceptional case is here, he became blackish complexion. Why? So, Krishna Chinta Niveshana Yashto Kanti Vilopita Baladeva Prabhu Bande Samavarna Vigraham. Thinking about Krishna again and again, he further completely and absorbed in Krishna's mood and he became blackish complexion. So that Vigra is over here in Madhuban. After that, we left all. Once, Yashodama is telling to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, all gopis are telling you are butter thief, you are stealing butter. Today you must have stolen butter and eat it." He said, "No, Maya, I have not eaten any butter." So, according to Indian language, Indian national language, "Maya, main nahi makhan khayo." Maya, I never eat butter. They said, no, we must have eaten. And he said, how possible that already I better? When early in the morning you sent me for cow grazing, when evening I came back, I had a time to steal butter. He said, oh, Maya, I think I am not your own son. I think somebody gave me birth and you are nursing me. Hearing this, Maharajasa could not tolerate. He began to eat. No, you never eat my butter. Krishna told, seeing Yashoda's mind weeping, Krishna told, Maya, maine hi makhan khayo. Means Maya, surely I am eating butter. So, some poet has told, seeing this, hearing this, Maya Mari, teri kasa maine hi makhan khayo. Maya, I am taking all of you, I never eat butter. Foran bhaiyo kowan ke paas se, madhuban mohi pathayo. As soon as early in the morning, you send me behind the cows for grazing. So when it's time to eat butter, go on ke paache din bhar bhatto, chhani bhayo ghar aayo, maya boli teri kasam, main nahi makhan khayo. And Krishna is telling, maya mein samjha, mein parayo jayo. Oh, somebody has given birth, so you are teasing me. If I leave one son, is it possible to tell me like this? Then hearing this, Maharajasa could not tolerate. How Krishna can tell me that he is not my own son, somebody gave ear him and I am nursing him? Then Yashoda began to think, no, we have not eaten butter, and take it in his inner lap. Hearing mother weeping, Krishna told, Maya, maine hi makhan khayo. Maine means butter has eaten by me, surely. That was told this thing just now. Hare Krishna.
And about salt, salmon, very salt.
He's asking Vakhanas Maharaj to speak on talva.
In brief.
So Krishna has instructed me to speak on talva. This is, talva is a, talva is a kind of palm tree that produces a great sweet and beautiful succulent fruit. And there was a special grove of these fruits that was, it belonged to Kansa, the king of Mathura. And it was protected by a very powerful and feared demon, Devakasura. And one day the cowherd boys went out playing with Krishna, raising the cows was their practice, and they began to feel the demon of hunger. And they asked Krishna, oh please satisfy this demon of hunger. We can smell these great, fragrant, beautiful tall fruits. Can we go there and have these fruits? Krishna Balarama said, well, yes, of course. But he said, but you know, the cowherd boy said, there's a very powerful demon there. They don't come sure in the form of a donkey and ass, and his friends are there with them, and they're all very powerful. And sometimes they can even eat people, whole, alive. So it's a very dangerous place. And they were saying this to excite Krishna and Balaram, and excite them in their pure rush. And so Krishna and Balaram were thinking, oh, how powerful can this demon be? Let's go. And they were very excited. So they came to this Kalabar place, and Balaram walked up to one tree, and this mighty arc began to shake it. And many, many fruits began to fall down, and they made a pop sound as they hit the ground. Hearing this, this powerful Devakasura became enraged. He ran to the place immediately. And seeing Balaram shaking the tree and taking the fruits, he ran up to him. If you've ever seen a donkey, how they kick, he's running up, and he swirls around, kaboom, kaboom! And he kicks Balaram right in the chest. The Baba name is unfazed. So the donkey becomes enraged and he runs around. He comes again, kaboom, and he tries to kick him in the chest. And Balaram grabs his hind leg, whirls him around, and then throws him into a tree. And by the whirling force, Devakasura was dead. Because all the friends of Devakasura were also very powerful, became enraged, and they attacked both Krishna and Balaram, who swinging them into the trees, and very shortly the trees were filled with dead, bloody donkeys, and stool, and the whole place was a mess. So the cowboy boys thinking, well, we don't want these fruits now.
Gurudev is asking why he was pinching his nose. Gurudev is amused the way he's telling
it. Who is he? He represents ignorance. Donkeys are ignorant. They're such foolish creatures. The donkey is simply endures the kicks of the she donkey. It endures the beatings of his master. He carries huge loads on his back. In the summertime, he becomes very fat. Even though there's no grass on the ground anywhere, the donkey's thinking, there's no grass on the ground because I've eaten it all. And so he becomes very fat, a foolish thing. And in the winter, when there's so much grass and everything's so opulent, he becomes very thin because he's thinking, this grass is everywhere, that means I haven't eaten anything. So the donkey is foolish. He represents what is the darkness of ignorance. And Saladin, as a peasant little tetra, he moves on.
What is the history of Mansarovar?
Navy Maharaj, we'll speak about Mansarovar.
What is it? You told them?
Already.
Oh, then who?
He's asking Brajnath Prabhu to speak. Nishtan Daivat Maharaj, he's asking now.
So we went to a very important place today, Shri Mansarovar. So in Sharadiya Ras, Srimati Radhika, she saw that Krishna was dancing with all the gopis. Lakshmi Madhya Gatiyana Varaya Vastavanna Tanakaskuri Sarvi Vilasa Murali Vinyasta Vakta Dula Vida Kaido Vanta Dena Parito Drushti Drushya Drushya Pasa Hulli Shaka Shanku Sankarapada Paya Dvina Gidhari. Shri Krishna became the pivot of the Ras Lila. He was in the center with Radhika, and Radhika was surrounded by Radha Krishna was surrounded by many gopis. And Krishna had taken as many forms as there are the gopis. Seeing this, Radhika thought that Krishna is dealing equally with all the gopis. So therefore she left the Ras Lila and crossed the Jamuna River and went to Mansarovar. And there she began to weep in separation from Krishna. And there, from her tears, the Mansarovar manifests. So Man is a very high stage of prema. So therefore then Krishna came there following her, and he fell down at her feet and tried to pacify her. So Jayadeva Goswami says that Smaradhanda Kandalam Mama Shirasi Mandalam Dehi Pada Pallava Udaram Swarati Mai Dharma Madana Kadanaralo Haradu Dupahita Vikaram. That, O Radhike, this, because of your man, that there is poison all over my body. And in order to remove this poison, please place your nectar and lotus feet on top of my head. Then Krishna also offered his flute at the feet of Srimati Radhika. He also offered his crown at the feet of Srimati Radhika. And he told that I surrender at your feet, but please give up this man. So actually, in order to rectify the man of Srimati Radhika, sometimes Krishna plays the flute actually. So it has been explained in Prasadam that Madhava Madhura Madhavi Lata Mandate Patu Vata Madhu Bhatte Sanjago Gopika Mana Nina Padishena Venuna. The man of the gopi is like a fish, and Sri Krishna's flute is like an angle. In order to catch this fish, Sri Krishna uses his flute as an angle, an expert angler. So gopis, they cannot hold their man in front of Krishna's fruit song. देवियां मान परिचरित जननी अष्टाक्षरानंदनम गोपी नाम से विवेचनम निर्वना रंगे रहो मार्गणम साध्वी सत चरितम विलास वृत्तो पत्यो ग्रहण वेशणम तत्त गौरव रक्षण मुद्रिको वंशी रवापेक्षा सेना से कृष्णा ने एक्सपर्टली ब्रोक द मान ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड देन देयर विला विलास अगेन रिज्यूम सो दिस इज द प्लेस वी शो दैट दैट श्री कृष्णा इज पर तत्व नित्यम परस्त पुरुष से शिखर तमोले That Shri Krishna is Param Tattva, that Shri Krishna is also trying to fall at the feet of Srimati Radhika. And even Jayadeva Goswami, being Krishna Paksha Gopi, hesitated to write this. However, our acharyas, who are Upadula Vaishnavas, Kayavya of Srimati Radhika, they are very happy to see that Shri Krishna is going to any extent to break the man of Srimati Radhika. So Srila Gurudev, he goes there and he actually in the past, yes, that there are trees there and they are all Tanmay with Radhika's bhav and being Tanmay and absorbed in the mood of Radhika, all the trees are lying on the ground as if they are in a maan. So this maan is actually excellent characteristic of Parakya Ras. And Srila Gurudev also last year explained that we are, other sampradayas cannot even imagine this maan and other things because other sampradayas there is only Sati bhav. But our acharyas they do pranam dasyayati mama rasustu rasustu tatya sakshayati mama namastu namastu nishtar we do pranam to sakshaya namastu nishtar and our mood is always that we always want to be the dasya of Radhika kama sundar shikanda shekara vera hata mura ki madhara Radhika rasika maan kurpa nishtapriya charna kinkari guru we always want to be the maid sarvam of Srimati Radhika so therefore this maan sarvam is very excellent place to understand Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the excellence of Srimati Radhika. One shall be to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. And the Bhatke Samadha Me Beti Savita Kuch Bole.
About Bhandir what?
Bhandir what?
My daughter Savita will speak something. He's requesting. Stand up. He's telling me. Yes, Prabhu. When she is just chanting her invocation yet. When she will begin speaking, I will translate. First of all, I am offering my prayer at my Gurudev's lotus feet. Innumerable obeisances at my Gurudev's lotus feet, and thereafter, all the sannyasis present here, all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present, I offer my appropriate respects to them. Today, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Bhandir Vat. Whatever I've heard from Guru Vaishnavas sitting beside them at their lotus feet, one or two things what I remember to purify my own speech. I will repeat those words. Bhandir Vat. Bhand means prakash or effulgence. Vat means the Vat Vriksh, the banyan tree. This, under this banyan tree where Radha and Krishna, where they are effulgent, their pastimes, where they manifest, that is called Bhandir Vat. Here, there are many pastimes of Radha and Krishna performed here. First of all, we may be very glad to know that this place, Srila Gurudev has manifested this pastime place once again through his lotus hands. He has made this place, he has renovated this place, and many hundreds and thousands of people have come to know about this place. Under this banyan tree, Sri Vishwabhanu Nandini had her marriage ceremony performed by Sri Shyam Sundar. We were hearing by other Vaishnavas that how the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are the worshippers of Parakya Bhav. And because if marriage ceremony we hear, it comes, Swakya Bhav comes. That is why nobody should have any doubt that Vishwabhanu Nandini and Thakurji's pastime, it is in very small age, very young age, they performed this pastime. This marriage ceremony, this marriage pastime, this is a play, like a sport between Radha and Krishna. The Sakhis, they desire this. They are the artists of this. For them, these are the toys, the puppets. However they want, they can play with these puppets. They can enjoy and taste this nectar. This, what rich, this so deep, so dense this forest is, and it had such big branches that it would, these branches would go right across the river Yamuna to that other end of the other side of the Yamuna river. One day when Shyam Sundar ji was there, along with Radha ji was also present there. That time Brahma ji, he was going from there on his hans, using as his vehicle, and he was crossing this place, but he saw this, and then he got down there and he performed this marriage ceremony for them. Second pastime, one time Vishwabhanu Nandini and Shyam Sundar, they were joking together, performing their pastimes. That time Chindarali Sakhi Padma came there, and she says to Vishwabhanu, when she sees him with Radharani, she becomes very disturbed internally, because Padma, she's in Vipaksha, in the contrary. She goes to Jatila and Kutila, and Yavat, she says, your daughter-in-law is sitting with that Nanda Baba's son, she's sitting with him and having exchanging dialogues with him, sporting with him. Hearing this, Jatila, Kutila and Mukhira, they came to Mahandirvat, and that time Sri Vishwabhanu Nandini's pet parrot informed that Jatila is coming in this direction to chastise you. Then Shyam Sundar saw Shriji is hiding in one kunj, and instead he decorates Subal Sakha exactly in the dress and the way of Radharani. And Radharani, when she is hiding, Jatila and Kutila, they appear there, and Radharani is hiding in some place. Subal Sakha is very beautiful, and if you make him decorate like a girl, he resembles Radharani quite a lot. So that's why Subal Sakha was sitting there, and Jatila Kutila saw this, they became immediately very angry. Red hot eyes there because of anger, and then they just pulled up this cloth covering his head, Subal Sakha. But when she saw that, oh, it is Subal Sakha, so all these pastimes were performed there. One time, Bhandirvat, Balde Prabhu and Krishna, they were playing. What? They were playing. One party's leader was Balde Prabhu, and one party's leader was Krishna. And then Kansa's one, Pralambasur, his messenger was sent. He came as dressed as a Sakha. And Krishna's party, he joined. And when this game was started, then the wager was in this game that whoever will lose, he will make the other party's person ride. The winner party will ride on his shoulders, on the loser party's shoulders. Now, Balde Prabhu's all Sakhas, they won. And then, now they are riding on the Krishna's party's shoulders. Now, here Balde Prabhu, Pralambasura took Balde Prabhu. That indicated place, what was, he walked till that place properly, but when he did not leave him still to that place where it was he was supposed to take him, then he began to fly in the sky. Why did he begin to fly? Because Balde Prabhu knew that all the asuras which have been sent here, none have remained alive here. Neither they have we have received any news about them rather. So he thought that they are very strong. They might kill me. So that's why I will take them on my shoulders. Mathura will take him, and Mathura can. Kansa can kill him properly because maybe I can't handle him. If Baldev will die, then Shyamsundar immediately all his pastimes will also be folded. So thinking like this, he began to fly towards Mathura. But Baldev Prabhu, he turned his head and he saw Kanhaiya. Oh Kanhaiya, what should I do? Shyamsundar, by his indication of his eyes, he gave, and with his indication from his folded in his clenched fists, he showed that you just hit him on the head, and then he immediately hit him on the head and he was killed there. So these pastimes, Munjabat Leela also is pastime performed there. Munjabat Leela, this pastime, Gurudev is giving very nice instruction about this, that how they all these sakhas and along with Krishna, they are performing their pastime of eating their lunch. One sakha is saying, oh see what nice malapua my mother is made. Half he is eating. Look how wonder this is Kanhaiya. And speaking like this, his own remnant he is giving to Krishna. This is Braj pastimes. No, not many people can understand. This is Prem's river is always flowing opposite. Brahmaji can't understand these pastimes of Braj. Shankarji can't understand this. In the demigods, what is called the other demigods? The one demigoddess residing on the chest of Narayan, Lakshmiji, she also can't understand what to speak about us ordinary people. But yes, under the guidance of such Vaishnavas, then yes, we can understand the confidential secrets of this pastimes. So Braj pastimes, they were being performed. Great merriment, they were having this prasad, enjoying this prasad. Then the cows saw that there is a lot of green grass. Go near to this grass, they proceeded toward this grass, and this Munja means a type of grass it is. So now this, the messenger of Kamsa thought that if I burn this now Munja grass, then this will be burnt and all the cows will also get burnt. So now he lit a fire inside this and immediately it caught fire. And all the cows are now shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. How come the cows are shouting in such manner? Everybody was eating. Shyamsundar saw and he left all this. Oh, it is fire spreading all around. And how to protect these cows? Shyamsundar saw, told to his sakhas, please close your eyes. When you close your eyes, immediately you will see that moment. Please close your eyes. Why? Why did he tell them to close the eyes? Shyamsundar, that Sakha should close their eyes. Why? Because they should not tell to mother that, oh Maya, today Kanhaiya ate fire. Today he has come home eating this fire. So again Maya will chastise me. She will hit me. And maybe she will call Brahmans, she will chant some Raksha Mantra and so many things will be performed. Oh, I don't want all this. So the Sakhas also close the eyes. Why? The Sakhas, why did they close them? Because Sakhas are thinking that sometimes Narayan is infusing his energy through him. And he knows maybe some mantras, and maybe the mantras are only possible to be chanted when nobody is watching. So now they close the eyes, and then this was the pastime. The Gurudev is giving lesson in this, that we are also under the control of our senses, and this grass which we are enjoying, the grass of this material enjoyment, Kamkrodh Moh Matsara Pratishtha, and what other anarthas, we are absorbing so many different material and sense enjoyments. We start, oh Govind, help us. When we see that nobody is going to help us, there is no other, when we are totally helpless, only then when we remember, unless and until we do not leave all the supports of this world, till that time nobody can approach Shyamsundar without duplicity. So Draupadi also, when Dushasan was trying to snatch away her sari, then she is with one hand lifting her hand, she is calling, "Oh Govind, help me." But just when there is just thus this dhoti is going to be, this sari is just going to be pulled away all entire, then Draupadi, she is called, and later on she is asking Shyam Sundar, "I was remembering you so long time. I was calling you, oh Govind, oh my dear, please come. If 1 second you had come late, what would have happened?" Can you imagine? Shyam Sundar is smiling and he's saying, "You are smiling? I was in such great distress. Can you tell me what is the secret of your smiling, of your amusement?" She's saying, "You were remembering me, but in this..." Who threw this? Why did you throw like this? So, he's... "When you were remembering me, although you were remembering me, you were calling me out, but you also inside, in your heart, you were thinking that, oh, my five husbands might help me. But the husbands are thinking that, oh, we can't help you. You were looking even at Dronacharya, Kripacharya. Still some left? Okay, make it brief. The meaning behind all this is that till we do not surrender completely to Sri Shyam Sundar, till that time we do not get full help from Shyam Sundar. So because of this Munjavati, Munja is a grass, when the cows are saying that nobody can protect us, then Shyam Sundar protected them. Similarly, we also, leaving all other supports, take the support only, shelter of only Guru and Vaishnavas, the boat of their feet, we should take that shelter. Then this, what to speak about this material ocean, we can easily cross this, rather this very rare prem towards Krishna, that also we can have. This is Munjavati, this pastime, through this pastime, Gurudev is giving us this instruction, this lesson. Cannot take much time, Maharaji did not tell me. Whatever I had heard before, I just repeated those words, I didn't come prepared. One chakal patak. In Bhandirvat, very many pastimes are there. Very many Harikatha. Krishna there. His Gandharva was performed. This was told? Yes. Krishna used to go for cow grazing. Krishna, along with Sakhas, he used to take so many cows. And there, so many different sports they used to perform. Sometimes they would sit on the branches, they would go on that side of the river, sometimes they would go on this side of the river. So many different sporting pastimes they used to perform. Also, in Palambasur, he killed the young gopi, said, "Don't touch us." That time, Krishna said, "I have killed a demon. If he took on the form of a calf, what can I do? He was not a calf, no. Although he was a demon, but still he was a calf." Okay. "How can I atone for this? You have to bring all the holy rivers, you have to take bath in all the holy rivers of the world." Then with his flute, he dug up a hole or a well and he called all the Tirthas, holy places in that, from Ganga Sagar to all the holy places. He brought them there. All of them came and through that water he purified himself, and then the gopis allowed him to touch. Or the gopis touched him. But the gopis said, "You are showing your bravery in killing such a small calf. If you can defeat our Radhika in wrestling match, then I will consider that you are brave, you are strong." Okay. Then she also came dressed as a wrestler. And now Krishna also is dressed as a wrestler. When Krishna came nearby, then Radhaji, with his sidelong glance, she threw such an arrow that Krishna fainted, lost consciousness, and fell down. The gopis began to clap. Like this. Not one, Many different pastimes are performed in this place. He is asking Padmanabha Maharaj to speak in English.
Hare Krishna, at Parikrama Samay, Padmarajan Haripathai, Mastasilan, Tahatkaradhanam Chasma Padatkaraniyani Echen.
Somebody, well, one Maharaj was absorbed in speaking the Harikatha, somebody exchanged his glasses, spectacles. I am requesting, please exchange your spectacles back. Neither you will have the full use, neither he can use these glasses. Hare Krishna. Padmanabha Maharaj, English.
So we just heard a very beautiful description by Savita Devi. And Sri Gurudev is asking me to tell in brief the pastimes that took place here at Bandirabhat. So, this is also a very important place. We know that our Srila Gurudev himself has erected this platform that surrounds the banyan tree there at Bandirabhat. And he wants that this place will be recognized as a very prominent place in Braj Leela, pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So here, a number of pastimes have taken place, both for the Sakya Ras pastimes and Madhurya Ras pastimes. And at the time of Krishna's cow grazing pastimes, the cowherd boys, they used to come here and they used to assemble here also and have their bhojan lila. That means that they would bring their lunches from their horses and they would sit in circles surrounding Krishna here, and they would very happily be joking and laughing and looking at Krishna's very beautiful face and tasting the nectar of his beauty. And they would all experience, even though there were hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys, all of them would experience that, oh Krishna, he is seeing me personally, he is sitting next to me. So also this tree that was there at that time, Krishna used to climb up into this tree, and he used to also call his cows from a distance to come, and the cows would come and graze in that whole area, Bandirabhat, that forested area. Also, once when Krishna was a very young boy, he was there with Nanda Maharaj in that area. And as he was walking, very small little boy, suddenly the clouds came into the sky and it appeared that there would be a very big storm coming. So suddenly, just practically out of nowhere, little Radhika, as a young girl, suddenly appeared there, and she approached Nanda Maharaj and put out her hands that you should give Krishna to me. And then Nanda Maharaj instructed that she should bring him to safety. So at that time, as little children, they went hand in hand and walked into the forested area there at near that tree. And then when they came into that secluded area, suddenly they now manifested their teenage forms, their very beautiful kishore forms. And also the sakis appeared there, the asta sakis and all the other gopis appeared there. And now they wanted to perform the marriage of Radha and Krishna, just like little children sometimes play together. Like, oh, let us play that we're going to get married. So actually Radha and Krishna, they cannot be married in Braj, because Braj is the place of Parakya Ras. And Parakya Ras means paramour love. That they have their husband, the gopis have their husband, but they're sneaking away from their husband to come here, and to come to the lotus feet of Krishna and see him as their own paramour lover. So this, when this pastime was being performed, Lord Brahma personally came down on his swan carrier, and he performed the pastime of performing their Gandharva marriage. So it was like a pretend, and they exchanged garlands like this, and all the Braja Gopis were very happy. And after this took place, then again they reverted back to their very young forms as little children, and then again came out of the forest and went back to the village of Braja. So therefore, on that, on the platform there, you will see that Gurudev instructed that there should be a beautiful altar, and you see a picture of the deity of Lord Brahma there, and also Radha and Krishna. Also here in this area was the pastime when the cows were grazing nearby, and Krishna and the cowherd boys were taking their lunches, and the cows were wandering more and more distance because they were looking and searching for new grasses to eat. So as they were wandering from more and more distance, then Krishna noticed that they were at a distance, and he and they began to search, cowherd boys began to search for the cows. And but what happened was, there were some servants of Kamsa Maharaj in the nearby forest area, and they set fire to that forest just to try to kill the cowherd boys and Krishna. So when the cowherd boys and the cows saw the fire, they began to cry out, "Oh Krishna, Krishna, please come and save us." And then when they were calling out in this way, then Krishna appeared there, and he told all of them, "Now you should close your eyes." And he then took and swallowed all of the flames of the forest fire, and after that, he told them to open their eyes, and when they opened their eyes, they were again situated in a very fresh, green, beautiful forested area. And Krishna told them to close their eyes. Why? Because previously, they had told Mother Yashoda that, "Oh, Krishna has eaten dirt," and they got him in trouble. So he didn't want them to tell Mother Yashoda that now he has eaten fire. And then also there's a pastime performed in this place of the Malla Krida, that means the wrestling pastime between Radha and Krishna. So the gopis and Srimati Radhika, they told to Krishna that, "You think that you are always very strong, but actually our Srimati Radhika, she is so much more powerful than you. She can overpower you at any time." And they challenged Krishna to a wrestling match. So then the gopis, they took Krishna, they took Srimati Radhika to a nearby kunja, and they began to prepare her for the wrestling match. But sometimes Srimati Radhika also dresses like a cowherd boy, very beautifully, with dhoti. And when the wrestlers are preparing to wrestle, then they pull up their dhotis, and like this. So Srimati Radhika was prepared by the gopis for this wrestling match, and when she was coming, Krishna was waiting for her to come. And when she began to come out of the kunja area into Krishna's view, she was covered with a veil. And when Krishna began to see her, already his knees began to tremble. He began to become overwhelmed. And as Srimati Radhika came closer and closer, then suddenly the gopis lifted her veil, and Srimati Radhika glanced with her crooked sidelong glance at Krishna. And it was just like an arrow of her sidelong glance piercing Krishna's heart, overpowering him, and suddenly Krishna fell over his faces. And all the gopis began to sing, "Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe." Oh, and also Devakut, once when Krishna was in that area, he had just finished killing the Vatsakuta demon, which was in the disguise of a cat. So when he was coming back to the gopis after killing the Vatsakuta demon, they told him, "No, no, don't touch us. You are now impure and contaminated." Krishna said, "Why?" "Because you have killed a cow." Krishna said, "But this was not a cow.
This was a demon in the form of a cow. They said, oh, nevertheless, you have killed a cow, pure is pure. So then Krishna had to submit. Okay, what do I have to do? They said, okay, now you have to take bath to purify yourself. You will have to take bath in all the holy places of the entire earth planet. So then Krishna agreed, and he took his venu, his flute, and he pierced it into the ground, and immediately a well was created, and suddenly all the holy places, all the rivers of all the holy places throughout the earth came there into that well. Krishna took that, and after that, he enjoyed very beautiful pastimes in the Braja Gopis. So these are the very prominent pastimes that took place there at Bandirvan, Bandirvat, and this is one of the prominent places in Braja. So now, in the future, all the pilgrims who come there from all different places, they will see this place, and it is, and on the sign that is posted there, it is told that this has been erected by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And this is our Gurudev's heart.
He wants to see that all the holy places in Braja are restored to their original beauty. Therefore, we have this Braja Kun restoration project, which is fulfilling the inner heart's desire of our beloved Gurudev.
In the west, Bhadravani is there. Bhandipan say,
in from Bhandipan, 2 miles from there, towards the west,
Bhadravani.
There is Bhadravani.
यमुना के उस पार में वनों में बलदेव जी की महिमा अधिक है.
From that side of Yamuna, Baldev ji is more prominent there. In the east, towards Vrindavan,
Talvan, Kumudvan,
Bavlavan, Kamevan,
Kokilvan,
etc.
Krishna की महिमा अधिक.
Krishna is more prominent, or Radha.
So that is why
this Bhadravan, Bhadra means Bal from Balbhadra, this came to be known as Bhadravan. He used to go with cows, and the Dau Bhaiya was dominating. That's why there is a place known as Dau Ji. Mantvan is there at the time. You are coming back, you may have noticed. Mat means the vessels made of clay. The vessels to churn the yogurt, they were made there. And all the lamps, the clay lamps for the pavali, whatever the vessels the Brajvasi used to need, they would all the potters they used to make here, and they used to, all the Brajvasi used to buy from this place, that it came to known as Matvan. And Dauji's deity is also there. And for grazing the cows, there is land there. Either having darshan or hearing through the ears, then also you get the same result. Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrit.
Sadhu Sangha ki mahima.
The glories of Sadhu Sangha. All the Bengalis are resting, it's very nice. They love resting, not very important, Harikatha. No problems. So that's why I will speak in Hindi. We have
anything translation?
In the 11th canto it is said, just like when fire is there, and if you go nearby, if you approach it, and if you're feeling cold, this feeling goes away. The darkness is dissipated.
And
snakes,
other
animals also, fear for this also goes away. Sadhu Sangh is also such effect that whoever enjoys the association of sadhus, the darkness all that there is, what means darkness? Means no jnana, no knowledge about Krishna Tattva, that jnana will come, that knowledge will come. Like, you no longer feel cold. Similarly, whatever fear, whatever you have in your heart, it is far away. The fear of this world, this circle of birth and death, this fear goes away, and Krishna's prem, one earns this by the association of sadhu. That is why it is very glorious to stay in the association of sadhus. In 11th canto it is also said, Krishna is saying himself, O Yadunandan Uddhav, you are my servant, friend, dear, you are everything to me, you are my very dear to me. Although very confidential, I want to tell you a secret, tattva, and that is,
Uddhav,
the way satsang, I am captured from tap, sankhya, adhyay, austerities, charities, yajna, visiting the holy places, niyam, yam, following rules, regulations, I cannot come similar under similar control the way I am controlled by sadhu sangha. Yoga means what? Asan, pranayam, the yoga asan, perform them. Vivek dharm, or austerities, tapasya, by digging up garden for wells, making hospitals. No, he cannot come under control. Bhagwan cannot. But usually people are generally nowadays, they make a school, hospital, and help the people. First, the people living in villages, they were not educated in the villages. Generally, the women were not educated. But they were very truthful. There were no such things as divorce. They had prem and snake for husband and son. Nowadays, what is happening? You're getting educated. Not hospitals are not going to help. There are also very many different angles which are not very beneficial for the society. Not these things are going to help. Nowadays, everywhere, distribute to the poor people. Yes, it's okay if you distribute. Give them prasad. Do some in such a way that they should come closer to Bhagavan. But the government is also supporting those people who are making hospitals. They are not interested in bhakti. Also, they say, in the 5th canto, you have told about the Mahatpurush, the great souls. You have told about the satsang. But who is sadhu? Who is Mahatpurush? What is the symptom? How can we understand that he is a true sadhu? Nowadays, the garb of sadhus, there are so many sadhus, so many people. Full, this place is, this world is full of such people who are cheating the people and just collecting money for themselves, nothing else. They do not clear the dirt of their ears or hearts. Become equal. Samdarshi. Become equipoised in distress or happiness.
Sukhe
If some distress comes, he is happy. This is a result of our karma. We have to tolerate this.
If we
tolerate it happily, it will go away itself. And if it is in my destiny, in my karma, to get some happiness, I will get it. Demand renounced from this world. Such people who have also bhakti towards Bhagavan, these are the symptoms of Satpurush, of Mahatpurush, who doesn't have anger, who becomes angry very quickly in small things, they are not Mahatpurush. Suhrit. He wants benefit for all. He wants to give bhakti to all the people of the world. He wants to give sadachari. He accepts the proper etiquettes of a Vaishnava. And priti towards me. He thinks that to love me, to have affection towards me, to have affection towards the Lord's lotus feet. This is his aim in life. Unattached towards the material sense gratifications. He's equipoised towards his wife, husband, son, relatives. Somehow he's maintaining his life. He just collects as much money as is needed to maintain his body. More time he spends on Bhagavan's bhajan. These are the symptoms of Mahatpurush. Remain in association of such people. First of all, become yourself nirpeksha. Performing Bhagavan's bhajan. I don't want anything else except Bhagavan's bhajan. Then Bhagavan will give you such association. And also you must see further that is he Krishna Tattvagya? Does he know the tattva about Krishna? Does he have some realization of Bhagavan? Does he perform bhajan himself or no? Is he renounced from the world or no? You must see for all these symptoms. And then only you may consider him to be your guru. And then take his association. Till then you will get some result. And otherwise, waste of time. Krishna also said to Uddhava further, who is Nishkinchan without any material possessions?
Nishkinchan,
Akinchane, they are same.
Nishkinchan.
Krishna is his only wealth.
And
he has no requirement for any other wealth. He is supremely attached to Krishna in me. All his desires are cooled now. He has no more desires in his heart now of the material world. You also, all of you.
Don't have any money.
English.
Never and never.
Don't desire for anything material. Let my Krishna bhakti increase. This only desire you should have. Have such sadhu sangha. This only you should pray. You are hundred and thousands. You are lost. Don't worry. But if you are getting harikatha, you are getting association of sadhu, leave everything. Don't do parikrama of Govardhan, Vrindavan. Listen to harikatha.
Any sadhu sangha is going on. Don't go to Bharatmandal Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama, or Vrindavan Parikrama,
if
or any Parikrama.
Don't go to Vrindavan Parikrama.
And then after that,
English.
In leisure time, you can go. First preference to Sadhu Sangha.
First take Sadhu Sangha. Nirabhimani. He has no false pride. He has vatsalya bhava. Affectionate towards all the jivas. He is worried only about how to bring benefit, spiritual benefit to all the jivas of the world. He has no material desires. such persons who are who have such symptoms, they are sadhus. Take their association. In the 11th canto, further it is spoken.
Yogeshwar Sri Hari,
it is told the essence, and essence it is told the symptoms. Even in a helpless condition, if you chant his names, all these sinful reactions are destroyed. Even in a helpless condition, when you chant Krishna's names, all his sins are destroyed. Just suppose he's slipping, we say Ram Ram Krishna, Radhe Radhe. In whatever condition, if he speaks, suddenly from his mouth he utters these words, Bhagwan destroys all his sinful reactions. Those sadhus, the rope of that prem, Krishna is tied with the prem, the rope of that prem, in that prison of their heart, he is residing there. Those are saintly persons. They are saintly persons. Bhagwan does not leave their hearts and go anywhere, not for a single fraction of a second. They are Uttam Bhagwat Bhakti. They are sadhus, Uttam, take their association, should take their association. Canto, Devasuti. In Devaki's womb, Bhagwan came. Brahma and other demigods, they are offering their prayers and saying, if somebody says, what is the need of taking the shelter of Bhagwan's lotus feet? Bhagwan's feet. By gyan, by knowledge, one can cross over this material ocean.
Only by gyan he can cross the endless ocean of birth and death. No need. Uske uttar mein karte hain.
In answer to this, it is said, oh, Kamal Lochan, lotus eyed.
Apne ko mukta
bhi those who consider themselves liberated, who are.
Okay, shloka.
What was that shloka? Who consider who are proud.
Vimukta marina.
This shloka.
Abhisuddha buddhaya.
Those who disrespect Bhagwan's lotus feet and consider themselves mukt, liberated, they those people, although may reach very high stages, but still fall down and again get absorbed in the material ocean of birth and death. They are not mukt, they are not liberated, but they consider themselves to be liberated. Bhagwan is nirakar, where has he formed? They don't consider Krishna to be Bhagwan. They don't consider Ram to be Bhagwan. That's why although they go to very high stages, but still they fall down. Like this, there are so many glories of Sadhu Sangha. Sanatana Goswami has described. I have told everything in brief. Little I have described in brief. Translation.
Just one thing quickly. We have said west of Bandiravan, there is Bandiravan. Where is the prominence of Balaram? But on the other side, in the forest like Kadiravan, Kokilavan, there is the prominence of Sivara and Krishna. Then the Bhadravan is the temple of Dauji, and there is Matvan, where all Brijvasis used to go there to buy clay pots. even though we did not stop there, the same result is achieved by going bypass. So continuing to Sri Sanatana Swami's glorification of Sadhu Sangha. Just by staying near a fire, automatically cold is dispelled, darkness is dissipated, and fear of ghosts and other things is destroyed. So Sadhu Sangha is like that. In the association of a sadhu, andhkar or darkness, which means a lack of Krishna tattva, is destroyed. Tandav, cold, which here means different types of fears that we have in the heart, for example, fear of repeated birth and death, is destroyed, and ultimately one achieves prema, the fear of Sri Krishna. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna himself says, "Oh Uddhava, you are my sevak, my servant, my friend, and also very dear to me." So even though this tattva is most confidential and should not be revealed, I will reveal it to you. I am completely bound by sadhu sangha. I am not as completely bound by the performance of sacrificial offerings, yajna, visiting the different holy places, Tirtha Brahm, following the different limbs of Ashtanga Yoga like Yam, Niyam, by the performance of meditation, by possessing different qualities like tolerance or renunciation. I am not captured by no performance of austerities or vows or the giving of charity, but I am completely captured and controlled by one who performs Sadhu Sangha Yoga. Guru said, "Really, this is true. Even though we see previously in the villages, the ladies were not educated, but how much affection they had towards everyone. But now, as a result of being educated, they have become spoiled, and affection in the family has been lost. Therefore, we are not against such activities like feeding the poor, or by educating people, but we should do it in such a way that brings them towards Bhagavan, for example, by feeding them Mahaprasad. The present-day atheistic governments are not understanding this and simply building schools and hospitals. But the people are still opposed to the service of Sri Krishna. Therefore, the fifth canto, the question is asked, we are hearing about sadhu sangha, but who is a real sadhu? These days, so many guys wandering around in red cloth, smoking bidis and collecting money, but they cannot purify the heart of anyone by their instructions. Therefore, what is the symptom of an actual sadhu? A sadhu is that person who is equal in who is equipoised in happiness and distress. When some distress comes uninvited, they laugh. This is the result of my previous activities. And when some benefit comes, they are not disturbed, not overjoyed. Sadhu will have no anger. They will act in a way which is beneficial for all. That means they will try to inspire bhakti in the hearts of all they meet. They are completely endowed with sadhacha, pure behavior. And they think that preaching to Bhagavan, love towards the feet of Sri Krishna, is the ultimate goal of life. Such a sadhu will be equipped with the symptoms of never being attached to children, house, or wealth. And they will simply have enough material possessions to maintain their body, not more. To have more than necessary is simply a loss of time. That sadhu will be nirpeksh, equal to equipoise, and they will desire nothing except devotional service. Such a sadhu will also have tatvagyan, knowledge of spiritual truth. They should have direct realization of Krishna himself. They should themselves be performing bhajan, not just telling others to do it. And they should be detached. Then if one should examine a sadhu, and then accept him as guru and perform sadhu sangha, one can get the benefit. There a sadhu should be in his kitchen and a kitchen, which have the same as essence. Means they think that Krishna is their only wealth, and except for Krishna, nothing is important to them. Dikshakale Bhaktakari Akrasam Madhvani, Sekhale Bhaktakari Kari Akrasam. At the time of initiation, the devotee completely samarpan, completely surrenders. At that time, Krishna makes him as good as himself. Therefore, the devotee will be like that, completely attached to Krishna, and will have not even a sense of any material desire. They only desire Krishna Bhakti. Therefore, we get the chance to hear such harikatha from such a sadhu. We should not perform parikram, like Govardhan parikram, Vrindavan parikram. We should give up everything, and in our free time after harikatha, we may do any other of our own spiritual practices. Such a sadhu will have no ahamka, false ego, and they will feel parental affection towards all. Therefore, Krishna said, Uddhava, you should perform, you should take the association of such a sadhu. Therefore, one who chants in a hopeless condition the name of Yogeshwar Sri Hari, then all their sins are completely destroyed. And by sadhu sadhu, they will bind Krishna in the heart by the rope of prayer. The heart of such a sadhu becomes like a prison. Krishna cannot move from there. Such a sadhu is called Uttam Bhagavat. Therefore, the 10th canto, the demigods praise the womb of Devaki. They said, Nyanyaya Vindanoktamanyas Vayastapara Vasutra. Oh Bhagavan, some people give the argument, hey, what need to serve Bhagavan? By jnana, by speculative knowledge, we can easily cross the ocean of birth and death. But the demigods in their prayers to the womb of Devaki said, no, never, Nyanyaya Vindanoktamanyas. Those who consider themselves liberated, but do not accept the feet of Sri Krishna, then they are not liberated at all. Patanti Nadrita. Because of not respecting the feet of Sri Krishna, again, patanti, they fall down. Such persons, they do not accept the eternal form of Krishna or Ram. Neither do they think that Krishna or Ram are Bhagavan. Instead, they think that the Lord is formless. But they are not liberated at all.
राधा श्याम सुंदर मंदिर दर्शन
tomorrow.
Tomorrow
it is Radha Shyam Sundar, Nidhivan, Radha Raman,
and
Radha Gopinath.
Madhu Pandit.
Madhu Pandit.
Radha
Gopinath was manifested by him. His Samadhi. Gokulananda, and also there is
Loknath
Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Samadhi, also Pit Darshan, and also lunch prasadam will be there. Will not be prasadam here tomorrow. Everybody will have prasadam tomorrow there. Radha Gokulanand, very wonderful prasad has been arranged for you tomorrow. Very delicious prasad. English.
Then Radha Raman, Gopina, and in end we will go to Gokulanand, and there Sri Loknath Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Samadhi. And they are very delicious. Mahaprasad will be given in midday. Very delicious. You are no cooking. All have to go there and take it. Go Pramadhi. संप्रासन करें शेषे उपहारना गोपालनंद मंदिर के महाप्रसाद वैखाने से मांगो एकाने रत्ता गोविना सफल ये वैखाने जाने गोपालनंद महासुंदर एवं स्वादिष्ट महाप्रसाद पावे
हरे कृष्ण The boy is aware of any difficulties with your health. Doctor is here every evening after RG on the stage. Doctor Parol will sit here. Also during parikrama, there is an ambulance available with medical first aid help.
Hare Krishna,